Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So you ever hear that song, Put Me in Coach, I'm Ready to Play Today by John Fogerty? Love that tune. My favorite coach ever was my dad. When I was a little kid, I used to have to shop in the Husky department. And needless to say, my dad was a coach. He coached baseball and softball. And I was the fat kid who just could not run the bases. But my dad always found a way to get me in, to get me to play first base, to get up to bat. He always encouraged me and made me feel special. And that's what coaches can do. But they can do a lot more than that. There's all kinds of different coaches out there. There's sports coaches. I've used a strength coach to help me with my golf. And it made a difference. I mean, by working with a coach, I was able to hit the ball probably 20, 30 yards farther by increasing my flexibility and strength. There's life coaches. And those kind of people help you get your act together. From a personal standpoint, from a life standpoint, all the things encompassing. But then there's a business coach. And a business coach specifically helps you grow your business. That's the whole purpose behind it. One of the things I always say is every doctor needs a doctor. Every mentor needs a mentor. And every coach needs a coach. A year ago, I didn't realize that. I didn't have a coach. I didn't think I needed one. But then I wrote my book and started to say, you know what? I need to get out there and figure out how to get more speeches and sell more books and do something with this. So I hired what I thought was a speaking coach, but it was so much more. It was more like a business coach. Since then, I've produced 4 products, have paid speaking gigs, and now I have the ability to help others through what I do. So what is a coach? Well, there's lots of different definitions. I mean, there's, like I said, sports coaches, life coaches, business coaches, but when you sit down and look at it, number one, they're part teacher. They're going to teach you how to do new things that you didn't know before. Part mastermind, it's part getting you to understand and answer the key questions that are either holding you back or are going to take you to the next level. And then they're part mentor. They help you to learn from their experience and convert your business in a way that's going to make you more successful. Now, one of the things that you want from a coach is you want to find a coach that has been there and done that. And what I mean by that is you want to find somebody who has achieved a level of success that you aspire to get to. Perfect example of this is if you want to build a $20 million company, you better find somebody who's already done that, who's created from the ground up a $20 million company, not somebody who's run a $20 million company, because that's somebody who's gone from company to company and helped them maintain or achieve a level of success. You want to find somebody that if you have a $1,000 company and you want a $20 million, you better find somebody who's done that. So there's many different kinds of coaching. There's, you know, taste of coaching. You could do one session just to kind of get a sense of what it is that you need to know or don't know. There are group coaching sessions. Some personal coaches will actually conduct group coaching to help a whole bunch of people get a taste of what it's like to get private coaching. Group coaching is usually a lot less expensive. And it gives you a sense of maybe learning what you don't know. And then finally, there's that one-on-one private coaching. And there's a lot that goes into that, trust me. I've not only hired coaches to help me grow my business, but I also coach other people on how to grow theirs. Now, I primarily focus on helping people grow their business through online marketing so I can teach them all the things that I've had success with. Blogging, websites, online marketing, creating products, all of those kind of things. Because I've been there and done that, I have the experience to be able to teach people that. And that's what I said before, is you want to find somebody who's had success in the area where you need to learn or grow your business. So what can a coach do for you? Well, lots of things. First and foremost, a really good coach knows how to listen and to help you overcome some of your stumbling blocks. Maybe there's skill sets that you don't have that you need, and they can help you find the resources to fill in those gaps and to help you become more productive, more successful. They can help you evaluate and set personal and business goals. And that goes way, way beyond, I want to earn, you know, a gross income of $100,000 this year. It's how much do you personally need to earn in order to be successful? The biggest thing that they do is they help you work on your business, not in your business. Working in your business means that you're the person doing everything. Working on your business means that you're planning and you're executing and you're managing teams of people that are making your business more successful. The other thing a coach does, which is incredibly important, is they hold you accountable. You set goals and tasks, and you have to get them done because you're going to have to answer to your coach. If you did it well, they'll pat you on the back. If you did it wrong, they'll help you figure out why and guide you to maybe another methodology of how you could do it better. But the key thing is they're going to help you set realistic, manageable goals and keep you accountable for all of that stuff. And then finally, what a great coach is going to do for you is help you achieve measurable results. Now, what's a measurable result to you? It could be that you need to increase the number of hits to your website. This is what I help people do. It could be that you need to lower expenses. It could be that you need to increase the number of customers you have, or you actually need to decrease the number of customers that you have, but increase the amount of income from your primary customers. That means finding the right customers that are suitable for you and your business. No matter what that is, a really, really good coach is going to help you better understand where you need to make changes to grow your business. So how do you find a really good coach? Well, the simple way is to ask around. Ask anybody who's had one. Do some research. Find out who they are. Read their testimonials. And then finally, ask for a sample session so you can test it out. So a coach is an awesome tool to help you take your business to the next level. It is an investment. If you understand the concept of investment, you're going to make more money and have a much better business by the time you're done with that coach. Just like you invest in equipment and other things to make your business better, a coach can help take you and your business to the next level.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.